Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2.
If
you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264. Or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Calling the Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Cassie. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
My name is Janine Duda.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Janine Duda.
Spell your last name.
D-U-D-A.
Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
Someone else.
What's their name?
Mary Ann Wells.
I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone about this application without her written or verbal permission. May I please have her date of birth?
Okay. 5/3/1936.
Thank you. One moment. How's the first name spelled?
M-A-R-Y.
Is this your first time calling?
Yes.
Are you calling to apply for her?
Yes.
Is she available?
I can go get her, or I can go up to her. Hang on just a second. Need permission to talk to me?
Yeah, well, for part of the process, I will.
Right, right. I understand.
Hey, Mom. I got someone on the phone that needs to talk to you for a moment, okay? She's going to want permission for me to talk to her about you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Mary Ann.
How are you doing today, ma'am? My name is Cassie. How are you doing today, ma'am? My name is Cassie with the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. I just need to ask a few verification questions. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
May I have your name, please?
Mary Ann Wells.
Your name, is it Mary and Ann separate or together?
No, it's separate. Mary and Ann.
May I also have your date of birth?
May 3rd, 36.
May I have your complete Social Security number?
Oh, wow.
You already even know, Mom.
My Social Security number. Hold on a minute. Oh.
You're not going to see that on there, Mom.
Oh.
So that's for what?
4943-2860 is the last.
4943. We need the full Social Security number for the application. We need the full Social Security number.
494-36-2860.
Thank you so much. One moment.
Okay.
May I have the phone number where you can be reached?
Hold on a second.
Okay. My phone number is 302-384-2800. Are you done talking to her?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Miss Marianne, did you give me permission to speak with your daughter and add her to your case fully authorized to make changes, get updates, schedule appointments, and speak on your behalf or just for information only?
No, she can speak on my behalf.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking to me. I'm happy to move forward with her now. I'll add her for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'll talk to you about this. I'll fill you in on everything, okay? Let me just get this taken care of. Okay, here I am. I'm sorry.
What is her address?
31 Johnson Avenue, Linwood, Pennsylvania, 19061.
19061?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you spell the city for me so I can make sure I have it correct?
Sure. Linwood.
Okay. Alrighty. Do you guys live together at the same address?
Yes.
Okay. Is your first name spelled J-A-N-I-N-E or is it spelled different?
No. It's spelled differently. It's J-E-A. N-N-I-N-E.
Okay. Okay. And your phone number. It was the same number, right, that you gave me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold on a minute. What? Okay. Oh, they're not hanging up?
All righty. Bear with me just a second while I pull up some information in the state system.
Okay. Here, Joe. Sorry.
Alrighty, and just to let you know, Pennsylvania residents who are 55 years of age or older may be eligible for life as a community health trust's alternative. Would you guys like to receive text or email notices about the case or just paper mail?
No, you can send me text messages or email. It's fine.
Okay. The number you just gave me, is it a cell phone number or a home phone?
It's a cell phone.
Okay. Just want to confirm the number is 302-384-2800?
Yes.
By providing your cell phone number and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to get text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop getting text messages and to keep getting paper mail again, just reply stop to the text messages. You understand that you can get messages at different times and message and data rates may apply. Do you agree with these terms and conditions?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you should receive a text message shortly. All right,
yep.
So today I can help can help you apply for a home and community-based waiver services for her. These services help individuals remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities. The Office of Long-Term Living offers two types of programs for providing long-term supports and services based on assessed needs. If you're an elderly adult, have a physical disability, or a traumatic brain injury, you may be able to receive services in your home or in the community. Excuse me, those services may include, for example, help with bathing and dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of an emergency alert system or home modifications. A managed care organization or service coordinator selected by you will help find providers and manage these services. To qualify, you must be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines. The LIFE program is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system using an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center supplemented by in-home and referral services based on participant needs. And I don't know if I said this, but Pennsylvania residents who are 55 years of age or older may be eligible for LIFE as a community health trustless alternative. But with either program you choose, we will schedule her initial visit with our enrollment case manager. At the visit, we come to the home, complete a financial application for Medicaid, review medical history, and select a managed care organization or LIFE provider. Managed care organizations help coordinate physical health care and long-term services and supports. They will manage, coordinate, and direct her services from now on, as well as act as her personal caseworker. The managed care organization will partner with the service coordination agency, and the service coordination agency will provide the one-on-one direct care and services that are recommended and approved by the managed care organization. Please keep in mind the exact services and hours that she'll receive are determined by a managed care organization, service coordinator, or LIFE provider. Once the enrollment is completed, services could include but are not limited to home health aides, nursing services, home modifications, day programs, and transportation services. The application process could take up to 90 days. Are you interested in proceeding?
Yes.
All righty. What is her doctor's name?
She goes to Ware Medical Associates. Her doctor is Regina Rinaldi. Ribaldi, I'm sorry.
Okay. Is that R-I-B-A-L-D-I?
Yes. I think.
Is she a doctor or a nurse practitioner?
I think she's a nurse practitioner.
What's the doctor's name in the office? It has to be a doctor.
Okay, it's Dr. William Ware.
How do you spell the last name, W-A-R-E?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Dutton Mill Road?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, I'm generating the application now.
Okay.
All right, so now we need to schedule an intake visit, which we will be scheduling for the Community Health Choices Waiver. Currently, we are doing an in-home visit. We would like to schedule the visit for within the next 7 days, and if she has any upcoming appointments, we can work around that. Also, if anyone is going to attend the visit with her, please be sure to pick a date and time. The person who's going to help her is available. Is there a day of the week or a time of the day that works best?
At this point, no, I think we're fine. The only appointment we have is on the 4th between 2 and 3. We have a telehealth visit scheduled.
Okay. And we are coming to the 31 Johnson Avenue address, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and she doesn't need an interpreter?
No.
Okay. Let me take a look at the calendar. You said the 4th. And what time was that appointment?
Between 2 and 3.
So we do have a Wednesday appointment at 9 a.m.
She doesn't get up early at all. She's never up that early.
Okay.
I mean, I could wake her.
What about?
What about 11?
I
could probably have her up at noon.
You have one.
1 o'clock would be good. As long as it won't take an hour, will it? Oh, Thursday.
Yes, it will.
We can do Thursday afternoon. It's fine.
1 p.m. sound good?
Yes, Thursday at 1. Okay, yep, that works.
All right, so here are some requirements to prepare for the in-home intake visit. Attendees must be limited or kept to a minimum. Our enrollment case manager will arrive between the hours of 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. In order to serve the greatest number of people, we do not provide a specific time for the appointment, only a window of time, but we will arrive within the block of time we have scheduled. Before we end this call, I want to confirm that our enrollment case manager, whose name is Jessica Cantor.
Okay.
She will be out to see you guys at the address that we confirmed. That's going to be 31 Johnson Avenue. And the date is, again, going to be Thursday, February 5th, between the hours of 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. The appointment does take approximately 1 to 1.5 hours. You will receive a reminder call prior to the appointment from an outbound dialer to confirm that you will be home and available at the scheduled time. She'll also let you know of any additional information that's needed for verification purposes when she arrives. Please be sure to have some form of identification available, such as driver's license, other photo ID or social security number, and any medical information such as insurance, medical assistance access card number, MCO card, doctor's name, address, and fax number. We will not speak to anyone about this application without you guys' written or verbal permission. If there is anyone else that needs to be added as an authorized representative, please be sure to have their name, address, and phone number available. you can receive help navigating the enrollment process by contacting PA Link, and their phone number is going to be 1-800, 753-8827.
And this is if for some reason we can't make that? Okay. I'm sorry, what?
No, that is for if you want help with the, help navigating the enrollment process.
Oh, okay.
All righty. The address that you provided for me is her residence, right?
Yes.
Alrighty, I do want to thank you for your patience in completing the referral and scheduling the visit to expedite the processing of her application and avoid delays. If you've not completed a medical assistance application for a waiver services, please do so immediately by contacting the county assistance office. You can complete the application via Compass. You can complete a paper application on your own, or the enrollment case manager will assist with completing the application during the visit. You'll want to gather any potential financial or other documents needed for the case so they can be submitted with the application, and examples will be bank statements, pension plan statements, including 401k or 403b plans, any burial contracts, life insurance policies, especially those with a cash value. We will fax the physician certification form to the doctor. The doctor is expected to return the form directly to us. That form must be filled out by a doctor of her choice, which is an MD, DO, or OS. They can also use our website, paied.com, to fill in the certification electronically. It is important that the form is completed in full and returned to us as soon as possible, so work with the doctor to ensure the accuracy and completeness of the document. We're also going to contact the Area Agency on Aging because the functional eligibility determination will be needed. That assessment is completed by the local aging office, and they'll reach out to you to schedule that visit. We're also going to notify the county assistance office that you're applying for waiver services for her. once we receive the physician certification and functional eligibility determination, the application will be reviewed for medical eligibility. If she's medically eligible, we'll send it over to the county assistance office to determine financial eligibility. If at any point she's found medically ineligible to receive services, she will receive paperwork in the mail with the right to appeal. If you want help with the appeal, you can call us, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, and our number is 877-550-4227. As we are here to provide additional beneficiary support when needed, and we can answer any questions you guys have about the appeals process. And since she is over 60 years of age, you can also contact the Area Agency on Aging in your county to inquire about additional services, okay?
Yep. I got their number already for that. The Alzheimer's Association gave me that number. I spoke with them this morning.
Okay, awesome. I do want to thank you for speaking with me. If you have questions going forward, you can call us at 877-550-4227. You can also check the status online at paieb.com. Both will ask for the Harmony ID, which is also the case number. And her Harmony ID number is going to be 116.
116.
Uh-huh, 7618.
7618.
Mm-hmm. You can also create an account on our website, and from that account, upload any financial or other documents that are needed for the case. We do support applicants mm-hmm. with any complaints or grievances they have during the process, and may follow up with a survey call to ensure satisfaction with the visit. We're also creating an enrollment group for applicants who have completed the process to provide feedback to enhance or improve the process. And if you're interested in joining, you can give us a call for that as well, okay?
Okay. And what was your name?
Did you have any questions? My name's Cassie.
Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of information.
It is.
And I'm trying to write things down, but I'm all over the place on this paper. But I'll get it all figured out.
Listen, don't write it down. I tell when people tell me that, the most important parts of what I'm saying for you right now are the phone numbers and the case number and the Harmony ID number and the website. Those things are important. The enrollment case manager is going to go over all of this stuff with you again when they come out to visit. So don't write any of this down.
Okay. Well, okay. I've got the case number. I've got the phone number. It is a lot. I mean, I've got this site and that site and this date and that date. And it's like, oh, my gosh. Okay. I just want to make sure that I know there's a lot to process with this. And I'm really just trying. I mean, even if she is at this point, the assessment, I don't know where that's going to go. But, trying to get all my ducks in a row because she is declining and she is taking up more and more of my time. And I am trying to, she wants me to get paid. She sees those commercials on TV all the time. Why aren't you getting paid to take care of me? You take care of me. Why don't you get paid?
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'll see what the process is. Because she can't cook anymore. She can't remember to take her medicine. I mean, there's a lot of things that I have to prompt her to do on a regular basis or they don't get done. She won't change her clothes. She won't get dressed. She won't come downstairs and eat unless I pretty much have to not force feed her, but I have to encourage her to eat. She doesn't like to eat anymore. I'm not hungry. I mean, my mom's only 100 pounds. She's a tiny person. She doesn't need that much food, but she needs to eat, and it's becoming a struggle just to get her to eat and to talk to her. And that's the thing that scares me because if you go upstairs and start talking to her, she could have a normal conversation with you, and you would not know that there's a single thing going on. But unless you engage her within conversation, she doesn't. She won't bring stuff up and start talking to you about it. You just have to talk to her, and then she'll answer you and talk and have a conversation. But if you tell her, what'd you have for breakfast, she can't tell you. She can't tell you if she brushed her teeth. She'll say she brushed her teeth, but I know she didn't. It's just like that. She thinks she's done all these things, and she hasn't, So it's going to be difficult I feel like it's going to be difficult, but you guys do this all the time, so you'll figure it out, I'm sure. How she is.
Yes, ma'am.
But, will they listen to what I tell them? Okay. If I'm just telling you this stuff. Not as much.
I'm not 100% sure of how the home assessments work. I try not to even get into that because it's a slippery slope, but they will evaluate her while they're there. I'll just leave it at that and say that. I don't want
to. Okay.
Yeah. They will evaluate her. And, of course, if you're there, they're going to listen to, you know, what you're saying about her medical conditions and the things going on.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, and she is aware that she has Alzheimer's at this point. I mean, she's not oblivious to it. Sometimes she forgets that she has it, but, you know, I remind her of that. And she's okay with me talking to people about it because she knows that I used to take care of senior citizens years ago, and my specialty was in Alzheimer's and dementia. So, I mean, I kind of have the gist of where she is, you know, but it's difficult for someone who's not with her day-to-day to see some of the things that I see. You know, I'm with her all day, every day. So I just want to make sure that see what I see, at least I hope. You know,
absolutely.
They may say she's not ready yet for this, and if that's the case, that's fine. I'm trying to make sure that I'm not caught behind the eight ball when she gets there. I know who to call and what to do. You know, because
so what I'm
she's
gonna
gonna
tell
need help
you about
down
that
the
is. Yeah, what I'm gonna tell you about that is, don't worry about this visit. Not in that way. Like, we're gonna assess her. But the most important forms are going to be when the Area Agency on Aging comes out and when the physician fills out the form. Those are the two documents that are going to determine if she's medically eligible. So we're just getting the process started, doing our visit, assessing her, getting her medical history, that sort of thing. Like if you go to triage in the hospital, right, and they ask you all of those questions and that sort of thing, that's going to be more of what is happening at that visit. But the physician certification form and the functional eligibility determination, those are the two forms that are going to determine if she's medically eligible or not. So don't worry about that.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Well, thank you
now,
very much.
Now, what happens is, once we get those two documents, if they say she's medically eligible, we'll send it over to the county assistance office. They'll take a look at her income, and if she's financially eligible, then she would, you know, in essence, be approved for the waiver. But there was something else I was going to tell you. It was a good piece, too, I wanted to tell you. So as far as you being paid, that's something that is handled after the enrollment process is done. So once she goes through the process, if she's deemed eligible and she's approved for the waiver, once the waiver is active, then you would talk to the managed care organization about the part, you know, process of her being paid. I would call that PA link phone number that I gave you. They would be more apt probably to help you with that, or you can wait till the enrollment case manager comes and inquire about that. They'll help you find service coordinators, and I believe the service coordinators are the ones that handle that. So make sure you have your questions, like write down questions that you might have that you think of, but that question right there, make sure you write that one down so you don't forget it, and they'll be able to help with it during the visit.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome. Did you have any other questions?
You know, and honestly, it's not about money for me, really. It's just, I know that down the road, you know, I want to be able to call somebody and say, can you just come here for a few hours this week? I need a break.
I understand that. Yeah, it's quite all right. Listen, I promise you, you're not the first person to call and inquire about that piece of it, so I understand it, and there's no, I'm not equipped for judgment. That's not in my job. Discretion is not in my personal, I don't do
understand.
That. So no worries.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you. I really do.
No problem. Did you want to participate in a post-call survey today?
Sure.
Awesome. Again, my name is Cassie. I do want to thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Good luck to you guys. You take care. One moment while I transfer you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in? Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press